Hello, today I have Craig Ziegler, president of SweetLink, with me. Craig, would you please introduce yourself for our viewers?
It's my pleasure. I'm Craig Ziegler. I'm the president and founder of SweetLink. SweetLink is a entity that's really focused on the hospitality extended stay industry globally, and we've been working with Microsoft now going on 4 years. The relationship is extraordinary in my mind. What we look at is opportunity to win. In regards to winning, what I'm defining there is that there's an opportunity presenting itself in the market as it relates to in-room entertainment systems. And we've been working with Microsoft and the team globally and domestically as it relates to what is it that we're producing, how is it being produced, and more importantly, how does that sync up with Microsoft's global vision on where systems such as these are being deployed for the sake of the guest in the room.
So you said in-room entertainment, right?
Correct.
So can you elaborate more on what the experience is when a guest
Sure.
gets into a hotel and you know, how do we close the loop on that entertainment
Sure.
business?
I think first you have to understand where it came from. As you look at the hotel industry, 20, 30 years ago, it was imperative you go to a hotel and you could get air conditioning, you could get HBO, and maybe some video-on-demand movies that you could watch in the luxury of your home or in your hotel room. Well, today the audience is much more demanding. Today's customers are traveling with a number of devices that allow them to bring content and services with them. The objective of the in-room entertainment piece today in the hospitality sector goes well beyond just the delivery of movies. Today we're looking at ways to drive commerce, to drive business solutions, to drive awareness of the property that the guest is sitting in. So from our standpoint, we look at it holistically across multiple pieces of glass. It's not just about the TV anymore. Today it's about the mobile devices that the guests have on their hip, to the technology they may have in their bag, or what they may find in that room. So our objective is to really bring all those different pieces of glass, disparate pieces of glass, together as it relates to graphical interface to the guest, and more importantly, what is the business objective of those pieces of glass as it pertains to the hotel industry.
It ties very well into what Ballmer is talking about, and Ray Ozzie has said, you know, three screens and an experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you actually are providing for a guest an experience on their phones, you're providing experience on their laptop or desktops that are in the hotel, as well as the third screen actually is the television, where you actually deliver all the content and make the experience of a user who or a guest very, very comforting for a guest.
That's correct.
So, and I see you also are integrating with Microsoft Surface, right? And that's one of the...
Yet another touch point to the guest, right? Now, touch points are going to come and go. But the idea of dynamic publishing to a recognizable audience, because the property management system tells us that Mr. Johnson's in 1120, we now can use those different pieces of glass to enhance the experience well on property, but also deliver services that may get that guest to go, wow, that was pretty exciting, either from a content delivery standpoint or, hey, I wasn't expecting that, and it was kind of fun. You know, I got information where I wanted it, how I wanted it, and when I wanted it.
Fantastic. And the solution is built on Microsoft platform.
Yes.
And you're working very, very closely with the business folks at Microsoft as well, right?
Yeah, we are probably one of the few global alliance partners that cut across all basic three operating silos of Microsoft. At the end of the day, we don't look at it as a technology solution. It's a communication task. And that communication task, we use your stack to, you know, let's back up. Microsoft and its products are embraced worldwide by 80 to 90% of the population. Arguably, maybe a little less here, but it's still a significant number. We use that intuitive knowledge of your product set within our embedded environment. That allows for the guest to have some comfort and knowledge of how to function and navigate some of these systems. So whether they're on the television or the Surface table or their mobile app or our desktop, and who knows what's going to come tomorrow, computer on, I need the following. We want to be able to deliver it in an entertaining and informative way across, again, mixed pieces of glass. Irrelevant of the content service, it's all consistent across all those pieces of glass.
Yeah, and I want to tell our viewers is that the next generation of SweetLink 5.0, we're thinking about delivering those experiences using WPF, Windows Presentation Foundation, and all the rich capabilities that it bring to the table using Windows embedded in sitting on a set-top box or a PC in a guest room.
That's
so
correct.
That is fantastic. You know, I've been working with you guys for the last couple of years, and it
right.
has been real, real pleasure working with you guys. You know, you're so So good from an adoption, technology adoption perspective, and I think you're really playing well in the hospitality industry. So any last parting words for our viewers?
Well, I think it's important to understand we're not allowing the tail to wag the dog here. It's not about technology. It's about that wow factor in the guest experience. We're just using the technology as a means to achieve the end. And at the end of the day, you know, our job is to captivate, educate, and entertain this customer. And more importantly, these systems generate revenue. You know, there's an opportunity for commerce and marrying a buyer to a seller. But at the end of the day, for us, it's really to help that hotelier drive that occupancy rate back up and the intent to return numbers. So we are in true partnership with these hotels, utilizing a Microsoft stack that guest has some familiarity with. So it's the best of all worlds. And at the end of the day, it's very exciting because it's new media. And because it's a virtual private network in these hotels, and I know your name as a customer, from a marketing standpoint, as a marketing guy, it's Pandora's box. We're just getting started. It's very exciting in regards to what we can do with these technologies.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks.